Hello boys and girls, welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. It is Daniel here again, and this is the 16th day of the last month of 2022. It is 15 days to the end of 2022. 2 weeks and a day. Yesterday, I saw terrible things. Evil, wicked things. I wrote engineering maths 3 yesterday, and honestly, Jesus Christ. I'm not sure I have fully recovered from today's exam, from that exam. So, exam questions were shared in the hall, and I looked at it and I'm like, 12 OBJ, 4 theory questions. At least the Faculty of Engineering is being reasonable. Little did I know, ladies and gentlemen. See what I'm saying? Little did I know that I was in for a shock. I had finished my OBJ, right? And I turned to theory. And that was when I realized that, the reason why these questions are short and brief is because before you can get the solution to one, you must have solved on 2 sheets. See, I just believe that God is a miracle is brewing for my fake 303. I genuinely believe that a miracle is brewing. Now, the exam I'm having next, I'm saying all of these things. I think the reason why I'm saying all of this is so that at the end of my exam, you can see reason enough not to study engineering if you are seeking to go to a Nigerian federal institution, and also to prevent your child from studying engineering, because you know children do not actually know what they want, so you have to be there to guide them. Because I'm having next, I've only seen the lecturer once, as in personally, but he has come to class twice. Now, the first time this man came to class was in February. Was in February, and he did like a basic introduction into the course outline, gave a couple of topics on surveying and stuff like that, and he gave an assignment that would involve you writing in 20 leafed exercise books. So everybody was already prepared for the assignment until strike came, and so everybody forgot about the assignment. Fast forward to 2 weeks ago. Fast forward to 2 weeks ago, and my question was like, everybody start doing your SBI 371 assignment to, it's like the man is going to collect it. So I was already preparing my mind to start the assignment, only for Monday to come, and I was shocked. We all were shocked. A new assignment was given, and the old was cancelled. Now this new assignment is something else, because it's one thing to give assignments, as per you have taught. So you are given assignments to test on what you have taught, but now you have not taught anything, and you are given assignments. You do not have any material, no handouts, no resources. How do you want me to understand this course, sir? I do not understand. Please explain to me like a child how you want me to understand this course, because I'm failing to comprehend it. See, if there's any advice you are going to forget from this podcast this year, do not forget this advice I'm about to give you now. Do not allow your child to choose engineering, especially if your child is going to attend a Nigerian tertiary institution, a federal tertiary institution in Nigeria. Do not do that mistake. See, for your peace of mind, your child is going to regret it. You are going to regret it. Engineering is not I've said this thing this way. Engineering is not for the weak. Engineering is not for the strong in Nigeria. Now I know why some of my lecturers are wicked. Because, what is this? Anywho, I have formal papers to write. Next week, the big boys. I think I wrote first big boy. Next week or more is going to be something else. I believe God that something positive is going to come out, because at this point I'm honestly tired. Like, I come back from exam and I just pass out. I just sleep. Bam. Because the amount of brain power I use in the exam hall is not something to talk about. I saw terrible things yesterday, and I pray I do not see those things again. I pray, I hope, I believe God I'm not going to see those terrible things again. No. This kind of thing are not stuff you see twice. You know, they are stuff you see once and run away from. And the weekend is coming, hopefully. I have time for myself this weekend, because I really don't know what to say right now. I'm just tired. I think the week has been less hectic. I trust your week has been the opposite of mine, because your week has been, is anything like mine or more. I feel for you, because I feel for myself right now. But hopefully everything will soften, will be soft, everything will soft in 6 days. Yeah, in 6 days I'll be done with my exam. And I wouldn't have to worry about exams for like 2-3 months. And then I'll write an exam again. Well, she means me that chose engineering by myself. I saw that courses. I said, no, I want to be an engineer. So I signed up for this, innit? You hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow. Ciao.